Johnny's record shop really started before he graduated from college. We came back to Miami every chance we got, you know, during the holidays.
While he was in college, he'd come down for the summer and he would help build a building.
His mom owned the building, so she gave it to him to turn into a record shop. He loved music also. He would always have the number one records. When they got to be hot, Johnny Pearsall had that record.
Johnny was an only child. His mom gave him whatever he wanted.
Johnny's parents were both school administrators. So they were what we called back then people that had money.
He was living in a big house with a big yard and mango trees and fish ponds and steaks in the fridge. They had a few dollars. They had a little bit of clout. At FAMU, I majored in art education. I had an art class where we had to write lyrics. We would look at the Mona Lisa, put something in writing with some kind of rhythm and rhyme. That really enhanced my imagination. So when we came back to Miami, I had two or three notebooks of lyrics and melodies to boot.
Guys like Johnny and Willie were coming out of college in the early 60s and seeing what could be. Motown and Stax were two major powerhouses.
We carefully studied the records that the DJ was going wild over. And we would go after trying to top those records.
There's so much hope and possibility in being able to take what you were naturally gifted with and turn it into some kind of career. Johnny looking at his background and saying, I want to do better than what was before. And being just smart enough, being just talented enough to take these meager skills that they'd learned at FAMU and turn them into something that could possibly turn a profit.
Before we came back to Miami, we got the idea for Deep City from a nightclub, and it was underground, so they called it the Deep City. And I said, you know what, Johnny, that's a nice name. He said, yeah, it reminds me of Miami, the deepest city in the South.